வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, text number 30, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of August, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Translation: as they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject which is instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself.
Jnanam guhyatamam jattap sakshat bhagavato ditam annabhocham gamishyanta kripaya dhinavasala. So, yesterday we have been discussing the symptoms of Guru and the symptoms of disciple. Who is actual disciple and who is actual Guru? It is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sakshad Haritena Samastra Shastri Ruttasthathabhavataiva Sadbhi. Kintu prabhoja priyayivatasya bande gurasri charanaram. So, Guru's position is very exalted. Why exalted? Because he is the confidential servant of Krishna. Kintu prabhoja priyayivatasya. One, suppose he wants to do some business and with some firm and a representative comes to transact business, naturally one tries to satisfy that representative so that the business can be done very well. This is natural psychology. Similarly, kintu prabhujya priyayivatas, Guru is very dear to Krishna because his business is to serve Krishna. His business is to execute the will of Krishna. Therefore here it is said, jatta sakshat bhagavato ditam. Sakshat bhagavato ditam. Sakshat means directly. What was spoken directly by the Supreme Personality of God. And that is jnanam, that is real knowledge. Jnanam guhyatamam. Guhyatamam, most confidential. Guhya, guhyatara and guhyatamam. What is that verse in the 18th chapter? Guhyat guhyatamam prabhakshami. That the conclusion is that the most confidential knowledge is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. And what it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Guhyat guhyatamam. Find out this verse.
Yes. Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully, then do what you wish to do.
So Krishna personally giving the most confidential knowledge. And here it is also mentioned that the saintly persons, the Mahatma, they simply spoke what was spoken by Krishna Himself directly. That's all. Here it is stated, annavachon gamishanta guhyatamam jatta sakshat bhagavata. This is very important statement. Gyanam guhyatamam. The most confidential part of knowledge is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead direct. Anyone who is interested in spiritual knowledge, they will benefit simply by accepting what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. This is jnana. That is also stated by Krishna, etat jnanam. Etat annatha jat ajnanam. Anything beyond this knowledge, what is spoken by Krishna, that is ajnana, ignorance, that is not jnana. Unfortunately, it has become a fashion now to interpret Bhagavad Gita in their own foolish way and mislead the public. These have repeatedly spoken in many places that in the Western countries so many Swamis and Yogis, they went there for the last at least 100 years. 100 years from India, many Swamis and Yogis had been, still they are going. But they could not turn even a single person to Krishna consciousness. Not a single person. Throughout the whole history of this 100 years of Swamis going to the Western country, but could not turn even a single soul to understand Krishna. This is a fact. It is not that I am very proud. No. The truth must be spoken. Why they could not do so? The defect was that they did not say what Krishna said directly. They said their own words. They manufactured their own philosophy. Here, the saintly persons, the Mahatma, Gomishanta, when they were going, they confidentially said what was spoken by Krishna directly. This is the secret of success. Try to understand. Annabhochan Gomishanta Kripaya Dinavasa. Guru or Mahatma, they are very merciful. Merciful in this way that they know how a person can be elevated to the topmost platform of knowledge and they can give it. And this is not very difficult. It is said here that yatta sakshat bhagavato uditam. This is mercifulness. A guru's business is to deliver the same message as Krishna says. Then he is dhinavatsala. Otherwise, if he says something else, he is a cheater. He is not guru. He must be to the suffering humanity, being kind upon them, dhinavatsala. Dhina means very poor, poor in knowledge. At the present moment, always, those who are in the material world, they are very, very poor. Very, very poor. Girinam dhina chetasam. Because their mind is very crippled. They are thinking that this duration of life, say 50 years or 20 years or at most 70 or 100 years, this is everything, that's all. Therefore, they are very poor. Their expansion of knowledge is very, very meager. And it is the business of the saintly person to be kind upon them. That this is not the life. You are thinking, making adjustments to live for 50 years or 100 years very comfortably, or in next life, kurmis, they also take consideration of the next life to be promoted in the heavenly planet or other higher planetary system, but still they are poor. Poor. Because they are lacking in the knowledge of eternal life, full of knowledge and blissfulness, that they do not know. So Chidananda life. So it is the business of the Mahatma to enlighten them to the real platform of life. Krishna says personally, Mam upeta kauntiya dukkhalayam asasatam napnuvanti mahatmanam samsiddhim paramangatam. This is real life. To go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna, Mam upeta. If you go back to home, back to Godhead, that is samsiddhim parama. That is the highest perfection of life. But almost everyone, 99.9% people, they want to become happy within this material world. Therefore, they are poor, very, very poor. And the Mahatmas, they give the knowledge that this is not life. This is a temporary platform. Asasatam, dukkhalayam, asasat. This is confidential knowledge. You are trying to be happy. Suppose Brahma, he lived for many millions of years. Still it is dukkhalam, asasatam. That life is also temporary. What is millions of years duration of life in comparison to the eternal life? So, beginning from Brahma down to the small ant, whoever is within this material world, it is to be understood their understanding is very poor. And the Mahatma, being kind upon this poor soul, they deliver the same knowledge as Krishna gives, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is Guru's business. Do not manufacture anything. There is no question of, there is no need of manufacturing anything. Simply, you speak to the suffering humanity the same thing which Krishna says, sākṣād bhagavata bhagavata uditam. This is the business of Guru. It is clearly said. Narada will explain further in the next verses how he became a dhan. This verse is very important. That jnanam gayyatamam jatta. Actually, perfect knowledge you can get from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in parampara system, you get that knowledge. Evam parampara pratam imam rajal sayavidu. Parampara means they do not change the word of Krishna. That is parampara. No change. They never say that I have now become Krishna and you surrender unto me, think of me. There are many so-called incarnations preaching like that. You think of me. Same, repeating the same word in his own favor. Not in Krishna's favor. That is not Mahatma. That is Duratma. Mahatma means who always speaks in Krishna's favor. That is Mahatma. This is the purport of this verse. Jnanam guhyatamam jatta sakshat bhagavan says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. So our business should be to repeat the same thing, that you give up all nonsense engagement, simply surrender to Krishna, simply think of Krishna, simply become a devotee of Krishna, simply offer obeisance to Krishna. That will make your life successful. This is Mahatma's business. Sakshat, not indirectly, directly. Directly here Krishna says, guhyat guhyatamam. The word is used there, yathe chasi tathakuti. we have got the little independence. Krishna says, Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇam braja. But why people are not doing that? Because they have got little independence. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has got the quality of full independence. Naturally, the part and parcel of Krishna, it has also independence. But that is not absolute independence. Just like independent country, America, independent country. We are also now independent country. But the citizens, they have independence dependent on the state independence, not absolute independence. Similarly, we have got independence. We living entities, we have got independence, but dependent on the independence of Krishna, not absolute independence. So, therefore we become entangled in our own karma. Krishna does not give anyone a position or karma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That He does not give anyone a better position or anyone an inferior position. Everyone creates his own position. Krishna simply orders that this is your position, now you enjoy or suffer. Create our own position. Therefore, the most confidential part of knowledge is Krishna says that sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇam braja. That is the guhyatama, jñānaṁ guhyatama, the same thing as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavat. One who has understood Bhagavad Gita properly, he can understand what is Srimad Bhagavat. Where Bhagavad Gita ends, Bhagavad Gita's teachings of Bhagavad Gita ends at the point when Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇam braja, to surrender. And the Bhagavad begins from that point. Janmādasya jataḥ sattam param bhīmai. Sattam param bhīmai. Surrender. Otherwise, next paragraph of the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam in the beginning, dharma prodhita koita bhatra. Except surrendering to Krishna, there cannot be any religious system. The real religious system, therefore Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇam. That is religion, to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, as it is stated in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, dharma prodhita koitavasa. All cheating type of religious system is kicked out from Bhagavad Gita. Kicked out, frozen. To merge into the Supreme, to become God, to become incarnation of God. This kind of religious system is very rigidly kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam because they are not religious. Real religion is to surrender to Krishna. Therefore it is said, jatat sākṣāt bhagavato vritam. If you want to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you must abide by the order of the Supreme Personality. But they have no idea who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is His order, what is our relationship with it. These things are unknown. It is simply known to the devotees. Why it is monopolized by the devotees? That is also answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamam avijanati javan jaschami tattva. If you want to know what is God, what is Krishna, then you have to go through this bhakti marga or devotion. There is no other way. Krishna never said that He can be known through speculation or cultivation of so-called speculative knowledge. No. And then he would have said, through jnana one can understand. No. Neither karma one can understand, neither yoga. This is explained in many various places of this article. Only bhakti. And it is the duty of the spiritual master or mahatma to spread bhaktika. That is the most confidential. That is the most merciful humanitarian activity. Because people are suffering for want of this knowledge. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is the only movement I can declare very proud which can actually do some benefit to the human society. It is the only movement. All other bogus movement, I declare. Let them come and study the shastras and decide for themselves. They are all cheating. Only this Bhagavad Bhakti. Because you cannot understand Bhagavan without undergoing the process of devotional service. Bhaktyamama vijana, javan jasjami tattva. If you want to know truth, tattva, Krishna wants that one should understand him, tattva, not that superficially to take Krishna that he was very fond of the gopis and let us hear the leela of Krishna. Why Krishna's gopis leela? Why not Krishna's leela killing the demons? That the people are not interested to hear about Krishna's killing the demons. Because the gopis leela, it appears to me, the transaction between young woman and man, it very quickly appears. But Krishna's other business is there. Puritrana sadhunam vinasaya chuduskitam. That is also Krishna's leela. That is Krishna's leela, just like Lord Ramchandra is killing the Ravana. This is also Krishna's leela. Lord Ramchandra's leela and Krishna's leela, there is... So, we should take any leela of Krishna as supreme. Not that simply the most confident, the Vrindavan leela, Krishna's leela with the gopis is the most confidential leela. We should not entertain this confidential leela unless we are liberated. It is a very difficult subject. And because they cannot understand what is Krishna's leela, they imitate, they fall down. There are so many things we do not wish to discuss. But we should be, if we are actually serious about advancing in Krishna leela, then we must know first of all what is Krishna, what he desires, and how we shall act. Then we can enter into the confidential part of Krishna's leela. Otherwise we shall misunderstand and fall down. So, here it is said, the sakshat bhagavato uditam. What is bhagavata? Bhagavad Krishna never says that first of all you hear my leela with the gopis. He never says that. He first of all says that you surrender unto me. First of all, learn how to surrender to Krishna. First of all, learn how to love Krishna. Then you can taste what is Krishna's leela with the gopis. It is just like Mukharavinda. Just like Krishna's leela in the Dasama Skanda with the gopis is compared with the Krishna's face, smiling face. But we have to worship Krishna beginning with the feet, not immediately. We shall look to the face of Krishna. We shall misunderstand. First of all, try to be Krishna's devotee by offering worshipful things at the lotus feet of Krishna. The first canto of second canto of Bhagavad Gita are the two lotus feet of Krishna. So, from the very beginning, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, gradually we shall come to the face. That is real understanding of Krishna. And without understanding of the other 9 cantos of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if we simply jump over the 10th canto, and especially to the 35th chapter, Rasa Panchadhyaya, this is not very favorable. Of course it is favorable. Krishna's Leela, you hear anyway, this way, that way. If we misunderstand Krishna, then there is fall down. That is instructed by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, that don't try to understand Krishna's Leela all of a sudden without understanding Krishna. So, regulative principle to serve, as it is stated in the Shastra, or as it is enjoined by the spiritual master, adau sadhya tatu sadhu sangha tatu bhajana kriya thanartha nivittisya tatu nishtha tatu ruchi tatha shakti tatu bhava sadhu kanavayam premna pradubhavi bhavit kamaha krama. So, dinavasala, the Mahatmas who instructed Narad Muni that here is the confidence, knowledge, please fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Narad Muni admits here, annabhochan gamishyanta. Gamishyanta, when the Mahatmas were going, he sat for 4 months, so they became very happy, they became very pleased. This is the business. How to make the Mahatma please? Jasya prasarat bhagavat prasarat. If you try to please Mahatma, the spiritual master, then bhagavat prasada will automatically come. Jasya prasarat bhagavat prasarat. So here it says, annamotan gavishyanta kripaya. Kripaya dhinavasya. Actually, Vaishnava is dhinavasya. They are very unhappy. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was unhappy seeing the people, degenerated people suffering in this material world. Prahlad Maharaj said to Nrisimhadev, my dear sir, I have no problem. I am happy anywhere. By chanting your, by glorifying your activities. But I am simply morose, seeing the fallen down condition, maya sukhaya bharamu bhato vimura. I am simply thinking of this rascal who for flickering happiness engage themselves in so many material activities, forgetting your relationship. So, dhinvasala, adu, this should be very much compassionate to the suffering humanity and give them the message which is spoken directly by Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya mam. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness. Thank you.